Good afternoon, it's Friday and it's time for our Community Elements and for Brian's Good News. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Good. Have you had a good week?
Very good, yes, indeed.
And indeed, that goes for our listeners as well. I hope you've had a good week.
Indeed, we do.
Yes, well, the idea of Brian's Good News is Brian picks up, finds good news, amazingly, in the pages of a local newspaper. In this case, it's the Evening Express, but I think he's going to be having a look at some other journals as well. So encourage that very much, because believe it or not, there is some good news. And there's this good news. Well, what's been really the nature of the good news that you've been presenting so far? How is it good news?
It's good news in that it's I pick things that are uplifting, you know, not depressing things, because there's too many news items which are depressing, if not the majority. Well, they're very negative, but I like to think that we can find some, and we do, that are uplifting and make people feel a little bit better.
Yeah. Excellent. Right, I believe you got about 11 items today.
Yes, indeed.
Right, off you go away with your good news.
A pastor from Aberdeen is helping to bring education to rural villages in Africa. Rev Andy Hayes from Bridge of Dawn Baptist Church is in Malawi, along with Jonathan Graves, director of the Caruso Trust. The pair are teaching rural church leaders. Rev Hayes said, "What a tremendous privilege to serve in Malawi with the Caruso Trust and the Malawian team. Malawi is one of the poorest countries in the world. The Caruso Trust is a Christian charity that partners with churches and organisations in Malawi to provide Bible training for church leaders and to support Christian education through development of a Christian secondary school." The family of Lucas Walker joined his classmates to mark what would have been the youngster's 7th birthday. Lucas and his mother, Julie Walker, tragically lost their lives after an accident at Aberdeen Beach on August 20th. To mark his birthday, balloons were released in the grounds of Bramble Bray School in Northfield, which Lucas attended, in the presence of his grandparents and three brothers. Head teacher Amanda Murray said it was important to come together to remember the popular schoolboy. She said, "It was an incredibly emotional day for everyone, but we felt it was very important to come together to celebrate the life of Lucas and to share memories of the fun and laughter he brought to Bramble Bray." An Aberdeen community centre has been officially reopened by a North East celebrity. Val Morrison was on hand to cut the cake at Old Torrey Community Centre in Abbey Place, opening its doors once again. The quick-witted barmaid at the city's former Crown and Anchor became a firm favourite after being featured on the BBC series The Harbour. Old Torrey Community Centre was closed in June with £30,000 of repairs planned. The main hall floor wasn't structurally sound, and repairs were needed to bring it up to modern building standards. The community centre is due to hold its annual general meeting at the end of September, where the election of the management committee is due to take place. David Fryer, chairman of the committee, thanked everyone for their support and added that Ms. Morrison had been a great ambassador to the centre. Neil Fahey has rightly become one of the sporting greats from the North East. His silver medal win at the Rio Paralympics was a fine achievement, a display of grit and determination which is an inspiration to us all. It is astonishing for Neil to reach such dizzy heights in cycling, given he only took up the sport 8 years ago. But then, Neil has never been one to let things stand in his way. Not even the condition which has left him visually impaired since birth. He has had a glittering career as a sportsman and as a great ambassador for the Northeast. We should all be proud of him. A woman who has helped a young boy since he was left deaf after contracting an illness has won a prestigious award. Pamela McCrae, who works as a pupil support assistant at Aberdeen School for the Deaf, was voted the unsung hero at the prestigious Children's and Young People's Service Awards. Organised by Aberdeen City Council, it is the first time the public voted for the nominees, and Pamela was announced a winner in a glittering event at the Beach Ballroom. Evening Express readers took part in the voting for the Unsung Hero Award, which aims to recognise those who work tirelessly behind the scenes, go the extra mile, and make an outstanding contribution. Other shortlisted nominees were Colin Morris and Moira Skingley, both from Brimmen School, and Mike Will of Northfield Academy. The design firm behind London's Olympic Park has been drafted in to plan a £17 million revamp of Union Terrace Gardens. LDA Design has been called upon by Aberdeen City Council to rejuvenate the historic gardens. The firm has worked on projects including the Olympic Park in London and Gorky Park in Moscow. As part of the plans, a bridge could span the gardens from Belmont Street to Union Terrace, and galleries and shops could be located in the gardens' arches. The renovations are a key priority for the Council's 25-year master plan. Councillor Leader Jenny Lang said, LDA Design has a world-class reputation as the team behind high-quality, iconic projects that demonstrate both innovation and respect for heritage. A new cycling challenge in the Northeast has been hailed a success with 238 people taking part. Chapelton Bike Ride raised more than £6,000 for Northeast Sensory Services, NESS, a sensory impairment charity. Neil Skeen, NESS fundraising coordinator, said a lot of organisation and planning went into the event, as it's only in its first year, so it's great to see that all the hard work has paid off. It was a fantastic day with lots of positive feedback from the cyclists, who said that both the 12 and 42 mile routes were great fun to take on. The charity supports more than 4,800 people in the Northeast. A woman who recovered from cancer has raised more than £21,000 for charity after arranging a community event. Alison Brown from Kemney held the Purple Walk, attracting nearly 400 participants and raising money for Clan Cancer Support. Mrs. Brown was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013 and visited the Clan Centre regularly throughout her period of treatment. The 35-year-old, who has two children, said, "It was the most gorgeous day and we had 390 people take part in the walk, which was double the amount I ever expected. It was a fantastic event and the community spirit on the day was unbelievable." Susan Crichton, Clan fundraising manager, said, "We have been blown away by the amount raised. Dementia is a cruel disease which brings heartbreak to its victims and their families. Anything and everything must be done to help those affected by this condition. It is wonderful news then that a city plan to improve dementia treatment and care has been hailed as a groundbreaking success. The 10-year Dementia Action Plan has seen a joined-up approach by GPs, hospitals, health workers and social care staff. This has brought help and relief to countless people living with dementia. There is much to do in the battle against this illness, but this is a huge step forward. A Northeast youngster has convinced his family, friends and football team to take part in a charity walk. 8-year-old Adam Cowie from West Hill has type 1 diabetes and has managed to persuade West Dyke Community Club to take part in the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation 1 walk at the end of September. The event will take place at Drumcastle, and Adam has a team of 36 entered and supporting him. Adam's dad, Davy, said, "It is an event that is hugely important to Adam, as it shows that there are many people out there who are giving support. It's a big challenge to him." The grandson of one of the world's most renowned preachers is set to talk in a northeast fishing port. An American evangelist, Will Graham, whose grandfather is Billy Graham, said he was relishing a return visit to Scotland. The 41-year-old, who lives in North Carolina, is the executive director of the Billy Graham Training Centre and an associate of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. The association's globally famous Celebration of Hope event will be held nightly at Peterhead Academy from Wednesday, October 5th to Sunday, October 9th. Rev Graham said, "I'm an evangelist and a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, very much like my grandfather Billy Graham." October's visit marks his second trip to Scotland, and he is relishing the project. He said, "Several of my ancestors were from Scotland, so this will be a bit of a homecoming for me. The entire region can come out and take part, hear great music, and then I will share messages that will hopefully inspire the audience and offer hope to those who need it." Now, we've decided that it would be a good idea to include some good news, the proper variety, if that's the right way to put it, from a verse from the Bible each week. And today, we're looking at John chapter 1, verse 29, which says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Amen.
Amen indeed. Thank you very much, Brian, for that. I'm just trying to think of which of the stories that you have read out that I like the best, but something I did pick up on is I can't help thinking about these para-athletes, Paralympians, and the wonderful thing that they do to get over their disabilities, and they perform and they get things like silver medals. And I have to hand it to them and to Team GB, who have done exceptionally well. And at this time of speaking, as we're actually recording Brian's Good News, the UK Team GB have actually got 95 medals so far, of which 43 of them are gold. 43 gold medals. And that is quite something.
It's actually more than they've ever got before.
It is more than they ever got before, and he is hoping and praying that we are going to see next Olympics, Team GB won't just be second on the medal tables, but Team GB will be first on the medal tables.
You know, actually, I think it's not only where we come in the medal table, but I think it's each individual is so important in their dedication.
Yes, it's not about the winning, it's about the taking part, but yes. It's the scale of the medals this year, I think, is just a testament fantastic. To the amount of effort that's gone into it and the amount of love that's gone into it, and not only the love from the athletes themselves who have trained, but it's the love from their families, and that cannot be underestimated.
Oh, very true, because the support, everyone needs support from other people. And so a gold medal, it's given to the one person, but really there are so many people that deserve to share in the glory of it.
Definitely. One of the other things I think would be good to bring in to the Community Elements show, and we're just going to put this out right now because I believe in it. We wouldn't as a station be here without prayer. We wouldn't be here if people hadn't prayed for us. Now, because of Christ's love for us, we can come to God in prayer, believing that he is ready and able to answer our prayers. But our prayers need to be out and for the community. Now, we do have a program called Power Hour, which we're going out later on tonight. And we will have Colin and Madeline Windsor from Journey of the Christian Faith Ministries. But it's about more than just applying God's word. It's about praying for things that actually affect people and affect communities. So it would be good to actually have as a feature, perhaps once a month, for people to get in contact with us, letting us know about the things that affect them so that we can pray for them on air and we can then see answers to prayer. And that, I believe, is a good part of our Community Elements outreach, that we should do that. What think you?
I think that makes 110% sense, if I can put it that way. Because each listener has a concern. And if we can meet these concerns and help solve them, wow.
And remembering that we ourselves cannot do that on our own, but it's God who actually does that.
Amen.
And so we need to bring glory to God, and that's yes. why we're doing what we're doing, but not only to bring glory to God, but to enable people to live life to the full, is what we're on about.
Yeah.
But we do have another listener in the studio, a guest at the moment, and now, guest who's standing here with the iPad, what think you about that idea of the prayer and indeed about some of the other good news stories that we've heard?
Well, I really enjoyed your news, Brian. Two words that jumped out at me was glittering and ambassador. And, you know, you talked about the pastor from Aberdeen helping to bring education to Malawi, the Caruso Trust. We will be putting all this information on the podcast, by the way, so that you can get in touch with any of these organisations. You mentioned about the family of Lucas Walker and his mother Julie, who died, releasing blooms. That's a wonderful ambassadorial thing to do, to celebrate the life. And you mentioned about the old Torrey Community Centre being repaired and the lady there who came along, who also was considered to be an ambassador. You talked about the silver medal winner, Neil Flaherty is his name?
I think.
And you said he's a glittering, great ambassador for the North East. The lady who helped the deaf boy, who won a prestigious award, a pupil support assistance, the unsung hero at the awards, at the glittering event at the Beach Ballroom, who worked tirelessly behind the scenes, making an outstanding contribution. Well, that made me think of you as well. People like you are behind the scenes, the people who work behind the scenes, the unsung heroes who help, you know, put everything together. So we thank you to all the volunteers who come to the radio station and who are out there in the community as well, helping in schools and helping, you know, raising money, even the little children you've talked about, going out and, you know, trying to raise money. And culminating, of course, in one of the greatest ambassadors coming to the North East, Billy Graham's grandson. How great is that, that it goes down the generations and that he's looking forward to coming here, and also that he's really flying the flag for Scotland as well. So thank you for bringing us those good news, and thank you for introducing the scripture at the end about John seeing the Lamb of God, because John saw the greatest glittering ambassador of all, and behold the Lamb of God. I think everybody knows that scripture, so that's a wonderful scripture to start up with, and I pray that you will continue in that tradition. Very inspiring.
Excellent. Well, I think at this point we need to just say thank you to Brian for coming on once again, and thank you to our guest. And I'm sure hear more from our guests. We've got other volunteers coming into the studio, and we're looking forward to welcoming them. But that's all from Brian's Good News for the moment. More good news next week.